This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Recording a podcast with my friend.
Aww.
No, it's not this one. It's a different podcast.
Bad energy. Aaron coming in with a weird energy.
No, my energy is totally normal. I didn't hit my head on the stairs yesterday. I'm good. I'm normal. I'm cool.
I got a mental image of Aaron walking up the stairs like head first, bumping her head,
going like
bumping
this.
Her head into every like on
ow.
All fours, ow,
every step. Yeah, maybe. Hey, Adult JPC, I'm doing this crossword, and four down is five letters.
Jesus,
I'm out.
A puzzle or question that is meant to stump you, but also delight you. What could that be?
I mean, Jesus is the original crossword.
And I guess I'm out.
J-E-S-U-S, five letters.
I mean
six letters. It's six letters.
Oh, well, that's a huge difference. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a huge
fucked.
Difference.
Yeah.
Jesus is?
The difference between five and six, percentage-wise, that's like a 20% increase.
And the difference between five and six time-wise, I think it's like an hour.
Yeah, that's like an hour. That which is? How many minutes? 100.
So you guys don't know? I feel like you sort of start spinning your wheels when you don't know the answer to my question.
No, that's because I had my emergency brake on, and I tried to race someone at a stop sign, and I ruined my car, Aaron. Aaron, one more time, six letters down, and what was the clue?
It's a question that is a puzzle that's meant to stump you, but also delight you.
Do we know any of the letters?
It begins with an R.
Ritty.
Nah, some of those letters work.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I'm so distracted right now. What are you doing, Adel? Can we just use our normal voices?
No, I have a lot of eyes and ears on me right now to do a nighttime drive radio. And so I'm trying to really get in the pocket.
I feel like, you know, Adel, he's known on the show for playing these big characters, but I feel like he comes out with this huge new character, Quiet Adel, and we're all supposed to just not fucking say anything about it?
I wouldn't. Adel,
JPC, I'm looking at my clipboard, and yep, this is technically bullying. This counts as bullying. You're bullying your friend because he lost his voice.
Hold on.
I already have a first place trophy for bullying. I can't get another. It doesn't matter if I do it anymore.
Aaron, can you look up, is it bullying if I love it?
Nope, it's a kink. It's a kink.
What? And sorry, let me just zip. It's me, Dr. Chameleon.
Adel, you don't need to do this. Sweet buddy.
Please,
put the blanket over Adel, hands him tea.
It's me, Dr. Chameleon.
Why does it sound like Dr. Chamomile? We're giving Adel a hard time because he lost his voice because he wasn't used to yelling.
Well, speaking
Casey's laughing too, so we're all
and Aaron, we'll get to the answer for your crossword in a minute. Speaking of camel meals, what do camels eat? It
spit.
Can't be sand. Is it? It's they hold on, Aaron. They eat their
what?
Own spit?
Huh? Look
she didn't say their
me.
Own. She didn't say their own. She
I didn't.
Never said their own.
So when they do that to us at zoos or at fairs, they're trying to feed us. That's like baby birding it. They're helping us, and we take that as, like in Aladdin, that's a warning, but they're trying to feed you. They're trying to, it's like welcoming.
I can't, if Aladdin's wrong, then I don't know how I've been living my life, because I've been using that as a blueprint for just how I exist.
A camel spitting on you is like a friend tossing you a burger. And Aaron, we've all had a burger tossed at us. Don't act like I'm crazy.
I was like thinking about if I've ever had that happen before. And nope.
Aaron Al said Riddy, and you said some of those letters worked. Can we know which letters work?
The answer is Riddle. It's Riddle is the...
So almost all of them, I guess, like...
Yeah, almost all of them, nearly.
Yeah, it's the I for an L. But also, sometimes I's and L's can look really similar, especially if you're doing, like, lowercase, uppercase, kind of that confusion.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Uh-oh.
I wish you would.
Yeah, please.
So I looked up the definition for riddle, and it's super confusing. If you had to define the word riddle, how would you define it?
Okay, now I'm interested to see if the definition you looked up is a riddle itself. I would say a riddle is a... challenging question that is to be solved based off context clues and old-timey specifics.
And I will say, a little tricky poem told by your uncle, who has recently had a very messy divorce.
I like that. I think that's got to be it.
That's got to be close. I got to have hit some of the words there.
And a messy divorce in the Cohen family is when they scream and knock over the orange juice. My paper.
Oh, brother. I mean, that's what it says. No, I looked up the Merriam-Webster definition, and this one's pretty good. A mystifying, misleading, or puzzling question posed as a problem to be solved or guessed.
One,
and the synonyms it lists are conundrum or enigma, which I don't think totally work.
I don't think conundrum is the same as enigma is pretty close. A lot of alliteration in their description. And I'll also say, Merriam and Webster, they were fucking, right?
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the same person?
Oh, yeah.
I think Merriam and Webster were fucking. I think Lewis and Clark were fucking. I think Rand and McNally were fucking.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Casey. I can't do it myself, so I need a little assistance.
When you were defining that, or you were reading that Merriam-Webster definition, Aaron, you said the word like puzzling, and I was like, "What word are we defining? Are we not defining puzzle?" But of course, it wasn't. It's riddle uses the word puzzling to define it, which I think is pretty on brand.
Merriam-Webster is, I think, one person.
They can't
wow.
be right.
Which means they were definitely having sex with themselves. We all do,
yeah.
Right? High five.
They might have been soulmates, but they might have figuratively been one person. But
no, they were in a fucked up codependent relationship where you were like, I thought the new Black Panther was too long. And they'd be like, we actually really liked it. We're like, okay, calm down.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, it's actually fine. It's fine. We're all allowed to not like or like whatever.
The Miriam doth protest too much. Okay.
I'm done Googling for the episode. So I'm not your go-to gal anymore. When you need your answer solved, don't come looking at me, Aaron.
Aaron, I'm glad you're done Googling because you started off the show being so loquacious.
Wow.
And Aaron's back on the keyboard.
I'm resisting.
Speaking of Aaron, because you declared that in such a way that I have to ask. In like school, were you a people copy my homework or I copy other people's homework? Or were you just like, I buckle down, do my own work and nobody shares?
Definitely not that.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Definitely, I would say a mutual beneficial. I was 50% copying homework, 50% having copy mine. But I wouldn't say that I did that a lot, especially in high school. I don't think I did that much. But yeah, I was definitely, I mean, I'm a man of the people. Okay, I'm not going to try to pretend that I'm better than all y'all. No, I definitely did that. JPC, Adel, what about you? Were either of you nerds?
One time in my whole life, this was in sixth grade in Neponset, Illinois. Go Bobcats. I let someone else copy off my paper, and they said that they were like, I'll give you like $2 or whatever it was. And I was like, I don't care. And so they copied it. We got caught, and I was sent to the principal's office, and the principal was like, because I was like a very goody two shoes student. The principal was like, out of everyone, I am shocked and disgusted
Hate
it was
that.
You, Adel.
Hate
and
that.
Like dressed me down so bad that for the rest of my life I was like, never again will I do this. I
Aww.
Feel
Wow.
But it
so
was
hey, bullying worked on that instance.
It was life changing. It was like it was nothing I had done before, but it was like the one time I do it, of course I get caught.
Yeah.
and I was just trying to help somebody out, and then and it was just an awful experience.
People always say, the one time I did it, of course I got caught. And to me, yeah, that makes sense. Because if you're doing something for the first time, you're probably not going to be great at it. Like, I copied homework. I lied, cheated, and stealed all the time, and I never got caught. And it's because I put in the hours. Like, I was practiced.
It's so funny that at the end of the day, you're still working hard, but you're
but
like willing to work hard, but not,
there
not
was,
in the conventional
and,
way.
In senior year of high school, there's a girl named Laura, and I, and we were friends, but I would copy her work in every, like, I think we had, like, three classes that I would copy her work in. And eventually she was like, stop, I'm not going to let you do it anymore. And I was like, that's totally fair. And then I would just steal it out of her backpack and copy it.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course
you
I would. Yeah, because I was like,
how
I'm not going to do
notice?
This. We had, like, a class together where she would, like, put her backpack down, and I would just, like, grab the OChem worksheet and copy it, and then, you know, put it back in her backpack.
Jansport?
You are
I don't know if it was
a rascal.
I will also say that it was a very cool experience because in college, my older brother and I had some crossover because we went to the same college. But he's 3 years older than me, but he took a year off in between. So we had like, we were trying to look at our schedules and we're like, is there any class that we can like take together? And there, we both needed a math credit. We were both really bad at math. So we both took the same math class in college. And Jesse used to do his homework, and I would copy his homework all, like, before every class, I would copy his homework. I never did my homework in that class. And if he didn't do his homework, if he, like, didn't do whatever it was, then neither one of us did it. So it's, like, it was very obvious that, it was very obvious. And we kind of look similar, but he's my half-brother, so we don't really look alike. But we sat together, but either way, never did my homework in that class. And we always had to go to a computer lab to, like, take our tests, like, on, you know, on computers. And I got a much better grade in that class than he did. And he was so mad about it. He was like, how do you get A's on tests when you don't do homework? And I told him, I was like, the exact same thing. I was like, Jesse, I haven't done homework my entire life. It's not, it doesn't work for me anymore. I've already skipped that step. I'm not going to start now. I'm not going to start building these weird habits when I'm almost at the finish line.
Work shadier,
weird
not
habits.
Harder.
You call doing homework a weird habit.
It is. It truly is a weird habit. Well, honestly, like, a lot of homework is kind of bullshit. Like, when I worked a job, if they were like, hey, we want you to, like, stay late or, like, take your work home with you and do that, I'd be like, fuck you. Like, no fucking way. Like, homework stops at school. If you're still doing homework and you're an adult, I gotta say, you need to be, like, stealing, like, toilet paper from your work or something. You gotta be compensating yourself. Take it into your own hands.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Nobody asked, but, I'm fostering puppies right now, so...
Oh, well, yes, they're so cute.
I have to say that officially on the podcast because they are right next to me, in this room right next to me, and they are both, like, very sleepy and tired, and they'll just be quiet for a while, and then they'll be as loud as a fucking stampede. So that may come on. It may come on at some point during the podcast recording today.
Are they as cute as they seem? Because they seem so cute.
I'm sorry, Aaron. You just... walked right over Adel. He was saying something.
Sorry.
And his poor little voice.
Adel,
can't
please.
Compete.
The floor is yours.
Is it okay if the floor is lava? Is it okay if I say their names on air?
Yeah. Now, that's absolutely okay if you say their names on air.
Okay. From what I understand, they were adopted as the Breakfast Club. And their names are...
That's so close.
I'm testing myself. My homework, I think.
Okay.
Chilaquiles.
You got one.
Blueberry pancakes.
That's another, yeah.
And I want to say huevos rancheros.
Oh, I wish. I wish that they had just given them very, like, all Hispanic names. No.
Do you think blueberry pancakes is a Hispanic name?
Yeah, I won't go get Mexican breakfast without getting some blueberry pancakes. No, the third one's name is Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict, that's what
they were. They were like, I think they were called the Brunch Bunch, because there was five of them, and we took three. We are fostering three. Aaron, yes, they are very cute, but they are little fucking monsters. Mm-hmm. They've eaten the molding, like the crown molding on my walls, so they just chew on the walls. That's fun. They can climb anything, so there's nothing they can't
really?
Climb. Uh-oh. It's fine. We've made do with it. And their latest little escapade, which we just love, is that they will go outside into the yard and just eat mulch and dirt. They'll just eat mulch and dirt. and then they have to poop later, and what? And then they're like, oh, ow, ow, I'm pooping mulch. And I'm like, yeah, dumbass, and you keep eating it. How do you look at, think you just pooped, and it's like sharp wood, and then think like, you know what I could really go for something right now? A little bit more.
Sharp wood.
A little bit more sharp wood. I watched one of them today poop just a piece of wood. Like, there was no poop on it.
Oh, no.
They just pooped a piece of wood out of their butt. And I go, what on earth would, if that happened to me, I'd be like, I'm never eating mulch again. It'd be so simple.
I'm never eating mulch again.
How pissed is Spaghetti on a scale of 1 to 10?
You know what? She actually has been very, very sweet with them. I think that she knows that they're dumb little babies and they don't know anything. And when they play, she can fit one of their heads in her mouth, like their entire head in her mouth. So when they play, she just kind of like puts their head in her mouth and just kind of twists them and just like knocks them down. And it's very okay. funny.
That's a fun game.
But yeah, but I also I haven't slept in a week, and let's do this.
Do we have any conundrums or enigmas today?
Oh, yes. I forgot I'm hosting.
Your little voice being gone is so cute. I don't mean to talk down to you or be insulting.
No, I take it. It's not
condescend.
Again. It's not bullying if I like it.
But
that's absolutely
very
true.
Sweet of you, Aaron. Thank you.
Shouldn't he just be like a little woodland creature in a big tree that's hollowed out, and he has a little blanket in there? Come on, guys, listen to his voice. Can you even take it?
Excuse me, wary traveler. Would you like some mixed berries from my tree?
This is what I'm saying.
This is exactly what you're going to sound like when you're a grandpa owl.
You're
a grandpa owl.
My name is Dan Advantage, and I'm offering you some fruits of the forest.
It's so cute.
All right, we do have some riddles. If you will remember these from... Aaron doesn't like these.
That's
whatever.
Aaron's pooping mulch out of her mouth.
Aaron,
whatever.
You're going to be eating your words, because you actually did like these a lot. We played about half of these the last time I hosted an episode. These are more diet palindrome riddles. Palindrome riddles. So the way that these work is it's a... The word spells whatever the word is, the next word is the same word backwards.
Gotcha.
That made sense.
Okay.
You understand what this is. So yeah. Your first clue is cabana music on repeat. Cabana music on repeat.
Cabana music on repeat. So cabana music makes me think like yacht rock.
Yeah.
Shuffle.
I think this one is tricky. I think that they said the word cabana because they didn't want to say the word that is in the riddle. So that makes sense.
Mm.
Hmm.
I think the on repeat thing is going to be the easier one to get.
On repeat.
Replay?
Mm-hmm. No, not replay, not shuffle.
Mm.
This is the word that I would say, like, I'm listening to this song, but I wouldn't say on repeat.
Ad nauseum.
Play.
Aaron's googling.
Play?
No, it's not play.
Mm. Moby.
It's not Moby. But that makes sense. Like a Moby.
Remember
strip.
That? Did you guys own that album? That those songs were in every commercial.
I never listened to Moby. I was never a Moby guy. I was like familiar with him through pop culture osmosis, but never owned a Moby album.
What a weird time in history. So cabana music, but they don't want to use the real word. So cabana, it makes me think like chill.
Where would you find a cabana, I guess, is
a beach.
Thing.
Oh, a beach.
Yes,
yeah.
But where else? A beach is close.
Vacation.
Vacation, yes.
Islands.
Beach,
tropical.
Beach was closer.
Island.
At a resort.
What would
it, a resort, yeah. You'd also find this thing at a resort. What's the cabana next to?
Pool.
Maybe, what?
Pool.
Pool.
Yes.
Loop. Oh, pool and loop.
Pool
it is
and
pool
loop.
Yes, and nice. Loop. Pool hand loop. One of my favorite movies. Big
he
cinema
ate,
buff.
He
love
so many
pool
legs.
Hand loop.
Yeah. So many legs.
So many. Okay, here. That was, look, we started in the middle of these and you guys weren't warmed up at all. That's on me. So that's your warm up. And now we're really going to like hit these. We all understand what's going on. So this is, okay. Exist as an asshole. To exist as an asshole.
To exist as an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll say not
live.
Literally.
Evil
so it's not like
live.
Anus.
Evil Liv. Aaron just fucking nailed it with Evil Damn. Liv.
Nice one, Aaron.
Liv Evil. Aaron, Evil
I
Liv.
I don't know.
Wow, Aaron.
Is
how'd
that
you
where
get
Sam
so smart and pretty?
Is that where
oh,
Sam
no,
got the
no,
idea?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I like this one. This clue is wilting farts. Wilting farts.
That's one, just an amazing phrase. Get out of my face, you fucking wilting fart. That sounds like something a kid would say to his sister. Wilting
that,
fart?
That sounds like something that would be like in a movie, and you'd yeah. be like, no one says wilting fart.
Jessica,
like,
did you drink my squeeze-it, you fucking wilting fart?
I love you adding fucking. So it's like you
well,
don't
like
totally undercut.
Super bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Wilting fart. So
yeah, we just did a take of like 5 minutes on Michael Cera, just being like, spin through more.
Mm. Well, toot backwards is toot, so it can't be that.
Yeah.
Wilting fart, a puff, a flatulence.
What wilt?
Yeah, I mean,
falling?
This is hard.
Rose.
This is wilting farts. And I would say maybe just go singular, wilting fart.
Wilting fart? Wow.
I would say wilting fart is better.
This changes everything.
I don't know that it does, but...
I want it to because I'm not, I don't, I'm nowhere near the answer. Wilting fart. Okay. Aaron, what are some
I
other
don't
names
know.
For farts?
I'm like, I cannot think of the word for wilting.
Well, okay. Yeah. Let's go with fart. I think
rotting.
Fart might be the, obviously for you guys, fart's yeah. probably going to be the easier entry
Thank
point.
You.
Just go with what you're more familiar with, I would say. All right. So what are some other ways that people would say fart?
Yeah, pass gas.
Okay.
Sag gas. Well, hold on. I do want to see a scene.
Oh, I love this.
No, I'm begging you, no. Okay. No, go ahead.
So, Aaron, since you were reluctant to do the scene, we'll have JPC play a fart.
Thank you.
God damn it.
JPC, you're a fart that's new to Tinseltown.
Okay.
You have 2 credits to your name, but you're not quite SAG. You're not in the Screen Actors Guild, so
yeah.
you are, you're at an audition, you're doing an audition you don't want to do to get a role to try and get that 3rd credit and get into SAG.
Got it.
And Aaron, you are the producer, director.
All right, come on in and state your name and tell us if you're willing to shave and show us your hands whenever you're ready.
Hi, I'm Kurt Fart. I am willing to shave, but I gotta say, I don't grow a beard, so it's not gonna be a problem. And I can't really show you my hands because this is just me. I'm just kind of all of this, and I'm really excited about this.
Legally,
thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Legally, sorry, I'm one of the auditors. I have to just legally announce. I'm sorry for laughing. It was not at your name. It was something I remembered from this morning.
And his dad is a producer, and that's why he is here.
That makes sense.
Whenever you're ready.
Miramax, heard of him?
He's done this every time.
Yep.
So yep, just make the character your own. And Clyde, if you could just enjoy the audition.
Okay.
Man, I wish Purina made dog food that people could eat too. And I know the FDA has these health regulations that says that most dog food is unprocessed raw protein not suitable for human consumption. But wait a second. What's this? Purina Pro Plus human formula? It's not humans in the formula. Let's be clear about that. I'm sorry. Can I take that part again? You told me I really had to hit that copy and that copy
yeah.
through me.
Please, yeah. please.
Hey, Gail.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he say FDR wrong? Do I have the green light to give notes?
No, never.
Okay, he said FDA. Who's FDA?
I think I'm ready for a Purina Pro Plus human formula. Propina. Oh my God. Blah, 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 blah. Propecia. Nope. Oh, God damn it. Damn it. Come on, Kurt Farts. Come on.
See. Come on, Kurt Farts.
I thought he was doing really well, by the way.
Yeah, I think
he
Kurt
got the
Farts
part.
Would have nailed it.
Yeah, I think he got the part.
The part of the guy doing the human dog food commercial. I really need that SAG card. Okay, here's your next one. You ready for this one? It doesn't matter. I'm going to say it anyway. This one is emotional terror.
Emotional terror. Love evil. Ha ha.
Wow, Love Isn't Evil backwards. Doesn't that blow your fucking mind?
Scary, heart.
What was what were the words again, JBC? The hint?
Emotional terror. Emotional scary heart, terror. I think, works.
Emotional.
Everybody's sad. Got a scary heart. It's not sad.
Fright.
Emotional terror.
Scare.
Scare.
Eager scare.
It's not scare.
Scary.
Afraid.
No, it's not scary.
JPC. It's a JPC. Emotional terror.
Okay. That hurt my feelings. Let me see. Did that hurt my feelings? Let me search for feelings. I'm blank on the feeling search.
Is it Tom Jones's freaking sex bomb?
Yell anything. Can I hear my heartbeat? No. Interesting. Well, let's just keep going.
Don't pull this thread.
Whoa. I found my own obituary. This is what could this be? What's going on here?
Emotional terror. What would you do if you did? If you like, you just Google your name one day, like we all do. Come on, let's be honest. We're all the Google machine googling our own name, and you found an obituary for like your name, but it was very clearly not you. It's like an adolescent that died like you know in the 1800s or something. But
one of those
obituary
old gold prospectors named adolescent.
The obituary was like eerily similar to like your life.
Well, I'd get
A ghost blew over my microphone.
It's real. Serves up my guy. 100%. That's not me. That's Casey. I feel like Casey, you're Ursula in Little Mermaid, and you've stolen our voices.
Wow,
and you're going on a date with a guy using our voices. He's typing.
Uh-oh, he's typing.
A hot and eight legs, accurate. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What were we talking about? Riddles. Emotional.
Yeah, I mean, I asked a question about the thing.
What would you do if you saw your... I think that would be life-changing. I think that would be terrifying. I think I would...
Would you go and research that other adult?
100%. I would be, like in the movies, I'd be in libraries like at 10 p.m. and they'd bring over a stack of books and be like, here's what we found. And then it'd cut to me going through microfiche and I'd be wiping my eyes and someone would be like, we're about to close, but here's a coffee. And then it smash cut to me at home laying in bed just crying and I have a corkboard with red thread. That would be the rest of my life would be me falling down that rabbit hole.
Are there libraries that are open that late?
In movies there are.
What? It's just movies, though, right? Is that fucked? Like, libraries close at, like, 6, right?
Movies and college campuses.
Yeah, okay, college campuses.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I wouldn't pull that thread. I would see that John Patrick Cohen, and I'd say, well, not going to investigate this. Going to just try to live the rest of my life.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are just a person going about their life, and you have stumbled upon an obituary for a week from now of you dying, and mm-hmm. you are confronting the newspaper journalist who wrote the obituary. I assume journalists write obituaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mostly journalists, and they do it. They go investigate it. They investigate a person's life. They don't talk to like the family or whatever.
I won a Peabody Award for my obituaries.
And I'm walking into this room so carefully. I'm wearing a bunch of pillows around me and a helmet. Okay. Hey. Hello.
Excuse me. Yeah. Hi. I'm sorry. Are you? I'm sorry. Are you lost? You just wanted.
Yeah.
This is a newsroom.
Yes. Are you David Bibbitt, the obituary writer?
I'm sorry. This happens so much. When it's printed like that, people always think my first name is David and my last name is Bibbitt. My name is Bibbitt David.
Well, hi, Mr. David. Can I ask you a quick cue?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Holds up shield. I was perusing your fine paper yesterday, and
okay.
I stumbled across a little funny typo. I think it must be a typo. I saw my obituary. Supposed to die 6 days from today. That was a misspeak.
You're one mistake. Of these. So sorry. Yeah, this happens. Do you want to sit down? Would you mind sitting down?
I'm scared I'll sit on the chair and it'll break and I'll die.
Yeah. Well, the reason that you don't want to sit down is that you can't sit down. Have you seen the movie The Sixth Sense?
Maybe.
I'm about to blow it for you anyway. You know where if you had seen it, by the way, it's not a test. You don't have to be embarrassed. If you'd seen it, you'd know where I'm going. So
no, but it came out so long ago, and I feel like you should have seen it by now.
It's totally fine. I can do this without spoiling that movie. If you had seen that movie, you would get exactly what it is that we're talking about right now. I'm just going to say
Bruce Springsteen's dead in it, right?
It's so close, but it doesn't matter. Because what's going on right now is that you are dead. And that...
No.
Yeah, and so I have this thing where I can talk to ghosts. And it's what makes me such a crack obituary writer. Nobody's better than Mibbitts. That's what they say. They were saying nobody's better than David, but it doesn't have the ring of nobody's better than Mibbitts, you know?
Can you hold on 1 second? Name. I'm just going to test this and see if your secretary can see me. Yoo-hoo! Hi, how are you? Put his face up to the microphone. He almost did it. He almost made me not a ghost.
Oh, sorry. I'm the secretary, but I'm ice cold.
Oh.
What do you want?
Oh, see? Your secretary can hear me. Your secretary can hear me. You're lying.
I'm sorry. I'm ice cold in that I'm dead. I arose
rats.
From the slab. Yeah.
Yeah, so most reporters here don't have a secretary. The only reason that I have one, she technically has unfinished business, but I will not help her finish it because my calls are coming nonstop and I just need the help. So I promise you, Lynn, I promise you, we will find
my murderer. Will we find my murderer, please?
Yes, fine. We'll find your murderer.
I know their
Wins
name.
On
I know
Wednesday.
Where they live.
I know you know. I know you know.
Fuck you, Bibbitts. Okay. Fuck you, Bibbitts.
No, come on. Hey, you like what I wrote about you?
Yeah, it was lovely, but are you kidding? I'm not dead. I can't be dead.
Look, it's actually better, okay? Being dead is way better than being alive. You never have to have, like, a stomach ache ever again, okay? You never have to get a cold, huh? You never have to accidentally piss on yourself when you're pissing at the urinal. I guess this is probably not as...
That's not
you know
universal.
How you try to get your dick out as fast as possible, but you just end up pissing all over yourself, and you try to put it back, and you just keep pissing because you're not looking at it when you're pissing.
See,
just so everyone's clear, that's just a Bibbitts David issue. That's not a JPC issue.
You don't
try to get your dick out as fast as possible.
Unique to the character of Bibbitts David.
Seems like that's an issue.
Anyway, I gotta go take a piss, and we will be right back after I get a quick shower in.
I think we didn't finish that riddle. People might be mad. That's okay.
With more, Hey Riddle Riddle. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right. Are you ready for your next riddle?
Woo! Did we get that one, though?
Did we get emotional terror?
No. I thought it'd be funny. I thought people would be like, what's the emotional terror? We have to get this one. So I cannot move on until you get emotional terror.
JPC, can I ask, is it a specific emotion or is it like another, is it a synonym for the word emotion?
Yeah, I would say it's more like a synonym for the word emotion, but it, not really a synonym, but it, close. I would never call this word like a synonym for emotion.
Is it sleeve feels? Feels sleeve?
Maybe like a synonym for like your state of emotion.
Mm.
Feelings?
Not feelings. More like instead of like feelings, like this is more like a situationally dependent. Like it can change.
Mood? Doom.
Mood
and doom.
Hey mom, I'm gonna be in my room, but I'm in a doom mood. Don't come in.
I love Doom. Doom is so fucking
Doom
fun. I love killing
fun.
Demons
Doom
with shotguns and axes.
Wolfenstein.
I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are proposing to Adel, and you're going to give him a mood ring instead of a classic engagement ring. And by the mood ring, you can tell he's not that excited to be engaged to you.
Got it.
Oh, sweetie, what are you doing? Are you tying your shoe? Let's keep going.
I'm not tying my shoe, David. Actually, I am trying to tie something else.
And I'm sorry. I've told you this a million times. I know you have. We have pet names for each other. My last name is David. My first name is...
We're in public. Okay, I know what it is.
We'll save it
for home. We agreed that I would just say David when we're out in public.
Yep. To save time. Okay.
No, it's not to save time. It's because your first name sounds so similar to a slur, and it's not, but I hate explaining to people that I said that I didn't say what you think I said. And let's not even dance around it. David.
Okay, no, okay.
Let's not spell it. You know what, actually? No. Mark, you said that you were going to go through this. You want this. It's the only way to get you to do a legal name change.
Something from your pocket.
David, would you make me the happiest man alive and be my husband?
That's two separate questions. To the second one, yes. 1,000 times yes. To the first one, how would I even go about doing that? Is that like a challenge? Is this like, are we going on the Amazing Race?
I'm asking you to marry me.
Oh, then yes, absolutely. Oh, thank you.
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
This is a mood ring. It's just temporary, just because I didn't know what your size was. So we will go and we will get, let me just put this on now. Oh, brown.
Oh. Oh, brown's, I think brown's good. I think it means royal.
Is it? I think purple's royal.
Brown's like hubris and lavender.
What is this? What is cheating on you? What does that mean?
Cheating on you.
Cheating on me as a mood?
Oh, that's like a new slang. You know, like the kids are like on fleek and stuff. Or not kids, but the 30-year-olds. Yeah. But that's, yeah, cheating on you is like slang.
No, the rest of them are all, the rest of them are just like overjoyed, you know, nervous, just those two. But this one is cheating on you. That's...
Well, we're also outside, so you know how mood rings are like, they it's like temperature affects it. Here, I got one of those, I was at the, what's that, World Market? And I got one of those, by the checkout, you know, I'm an impulse shopper. I got one of those real thin red fish things that you put in your palm.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So let me, this will clear things up. Put it on my palm, and it bursts into flames.
Huh. Take the ring off. Let me see. Maybe this thing's broken. Maybe it's a broken. Let me put it on.
Emerald green with flecks of gold.
Emerald green with flecks of gold. Okay, let me look that up. Emerald green with flecks of gold. Okay, so this is you're being cheated on.
Oh.
My mood is that I'm being cheated on?
Again, that's slang. I think it means that it's like something's good.
Hey, you know what? I believe you. Like I believe you, and I'm willing to risk it.
I had a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles this morning, and I was like, I'm being cheated on.
I'm willing to risk it. I know some red flags are going up in my mind, but at the end of the day, I think I really want this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting a call from, you saw the front of my phone, random plumber. You know that random plumber that always calls me at like 1 a.m. or text me?
Oh, yeah, that random plumber. And you said it's like... He keeps trying to fix your pipes, and he's banging away at those things. Because I've definitely heard you guys in the other room, the bathroom, banging away at those pipes. They're not getting any better?
Well, they are, they aren't.
Huh?
But I have to take this call.
That is totally fine. I'm a stepping stone.
Just one second. Hi, random plumber.
Hey, I'm in love with you. I can't wait to see you later to have sex stuff.
That sounds I'm cheating on you to me.
Scene.
Winks at camera.
I think those two are going to make it.
I think they're going to make it.
I think they're going to make it.
Every relationship is built on trust.
Mm-hmm. Every kiss begins
with trust. Okay. Nothing. Okay.
I was like, oh, we're going to burn through these. I don't know. Why would I ever think that? What has this show ever been where I've thought,
because you're a fool and a charlatan
through these riddles? All right, here we go. Here's the next one. Knock over a huge hole.
Knock over a huge hole.
A huge hole.
Oh, I got it. Tip pit.
It is tip pit. Pit. I knew it was tip pit.
And can I?
Wow.
I'm going to knock over some tea.
Ooh. What?
This was when I was probably 20 years old. I was working at Jimmy John's in Bloomington Normal. And I was a waiter at Jimmy John's. And Brad Pitt comes in. Now,
wow.
He bought out the whole place. And he comes in. He has a whole, Toby Maguire's there. Uh-huh. Ethan Suplee.
Yeah.
From American History X.
He bought out the whole place. Like all those jars of mayonnaise that they have on the wall. He just said, I'll have all of those. What is Brad Pitt?
They're not cheap. And the peppers, the big pepper, the jars of peppers, not cheap.
Jesus.
So I'm waiting on, I think it's like a celebration dinner or something I think he booked a movie or something. So it's 3.5 hours. We do the full 12-course menu.
Of course.
End of the night, the tab, and they were doing bottle service. They were doing, bottles of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
End of the night, bill comes. I deliver it. I say, Mr. Pitt, thank you so much for everything. It's been a pleasure. I don't ask for an autograph. Don't ask for a picture. I don't want to bother this man, you know?
Right.
$36,000 about.
Okay. Thereabouts.
He tips me by saying, psst, come here. And I said, what? And he goes, can I tell you something?
What did he say?
He goes, and he, you know when somebody puts their hands together and then moves them apart like there's writing in the sky?
Uh-huh,
he goes,
uh-huh.
One word, podcasting. I said, what are you saying to me? He said, podcasting. He puts his arm around me. We're confidants. We're buds.
Mr. Money Train himself.
Mr. Bullet Train himself.
Bullet Train. Bullet Train.
Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes or Mr. Money Train?
I don't know. I think after Mr. and Mrs. Smith, he was Mr. Money Train himself. His career took off. He made blockbuster hit after blockbuster hit. Ocean's 11.
12.
Once,
the 13.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
He says podcasting. He goes, that's your tip. I go, I'd rather have the $13,200 I'm owed. He goes, yeah. You're not owed anything. $13,200 on a $36,000 tip? You're doing math wrong. I said, why not majoring in math,
that's
Mr. Pitt?
That's a huge tip.
I said, I'm a theater major, not a math major. He said, podcasting. And then he walks out, a sparkle in his eye and leftovers in his hand.
Damn.
And that's how I ended up where I am today.
Wow.
So, sorry, Tip Pitt, for some reason, just made me think of that. I don't know why. I don't
know how much of that is real.
Don't investigate. I'll tell you this, I don't mind saying this because I don't think he'll ever listen, but being from Indiana, there's not a lot of celebrities that people encounter on a daily basis or just like out in the world. But I had friends with a certain, I guess, kind of Indiana celebrity, all in the service
Leslie
industry,
Knope,
that said he was an absolute awful tipper, including one of my friends who said that he did exactly what Adel said, where he like walked into a restaurant as they were closing, and the restaurant was like, oh wow, you're a celebrity. We'll stay open for you. And they stayed open for like 3 extra hours, and then he didn't tip at all.
No.
John Mellencamp. John Mellencamp.
No.
Yeah. John Cougar motherfucking Mellencamp.
The Coug
no,
Camp?
No.
Coug Camp
not
himself?
Camp? Apparently the Coug Camp, maybe not great to service employees, huh?
Wow. Nope. That's
No.
I know. We all just lost a hero, even though we can't remember a single song.
little ditty about
you don't
Jack
know
and
that.
Diane.
I know a couple.
Suck on chili dogs.
Could those are probably Tom Petty songs. We don't know, but there's a good chance they're probably Tom Petty songs. Here's the next one. This one, I almost just read the answer. Wouldn't that be fun? Your next one is, I like this one a lot. What you get if you kill a handyman? What you get if
what you
kill
get.
A handyman?
Prize. Oh. No.
A loot? A loot tool?
Tool loot. You get tool loot. Yes. Very good.
I didn't just say prize for killing a man. Look away from me.
Here's your prize for killing this man.
Aaron, here you go. You can come back with this one. This one is overworked pudding. Overworked pudding.
That is what I gotta tell you. That is what my brain feels like. You said that and it spoke mm-hmm. to me. That's yeah. what my brain is yeah. overworked pudding.
Can I tell you? So one thing that we Mariah and I tried our best to anticipate what it would be like to have these three puppies in the house and how hard and how grueling it would be. What we forgot to work into our mental calculus was that puppies have to go out like every 3 hours, which means unless you want them to just like piss in their crate and just sleep and piss all night, you have to wake up at like 2 a.m. and take them out at least once during the night. So for the last week, I have interrupted my sleep by waking up like 4 hours into sleeping or 3 hours into sleeping so I can take these puppies out and then go back to bed. So I also right now feel like overworked pudding.
Yeah. And I think that's the title of the episode. Not to dictate. Now, JPC's listening back to this and deciding the name of the episode. You don't have to listen to me. I'm just a gal inside of the episode that you're listening.
Aaron, you did this guy's overworked pudding brain a favor by giving me just one less thing that I have to think
oh,
of
good.
To do.
Oh, good. Okay. And then when we play that game again of which titles are real from Hey Riddle Riddle and which aren't in 200 episodes, none of us are going to believe that.
I actually really like this one. I think this one's a little harder than the other ones that we've done. Overworked pudding.
Aaron, I hate to do this. Can I ask you, can I call upon your Google services?
Wow.
Okay. It says it's Hello, Jello. No, it's not that.
Dick Van Dyke.
What do you need me to?
That's how Dick Van Dyke got into character every day on set.
What do you need me to Google? I'll Google just for you.
I was running through a list of the possible words for pudding, and tapioca popped into my brain. And I don't think I've ever heard tapioca used outside of the context of tapioca pudding. Now, what legally is tapioca if it's only involved in, is it like butterscotch plus mayonnaise? What is going on? What is tapioca?
A starchy substance in the form of hard white grains obtained from cassava, is that how you say it? And used in cooking for puddings and other dishes. I'm not sure what those other dishes are. Man, my little lisp was coming on strong in that sentence.
Wait,
I was like,
second.
This is a minefield.
Are you guys telling me growing up you never had tapioca chicken? your mom and dad never made you a big plate of tapioca chicken.
We couldn't afford international
flavors.
tapioca bologna. We had tapioca bologna sandwiches.
But I've never seen tapioca anything except for pudding.
And well, it's used in a lot of South American dishes.
I feel like it would make good ice cream. I feel like it would make good, like a good sauce, maybe. I don't know, a drizzle. But I want more tapioca in my life. Now, hold on a second. Am I misremembering that tapioca balls are what they put in boba tea?
I think that is tapioca. Yeah, okay. I believe so.
Okay, so maybe I'm getting more tapioca than I remember.
I'm getting more than I remember.
I can't believe it.
Adel goes to the doctor. The doctor's like, I'm sorry, sir. Your blood test came back tapioca. What are you eating? You're like, I never eat tapioca. I swear I never had magnesium
and iron, but high off the charts on tapioca. What are you eating?
Okay, hold on. Now that I've thought about it for 2 seconds, I think I'm eating more than I remember.
I don't think I even can recall what tapioca tastes like, but I've never been a big pudding guy, so I don't think I'm and I don't like boba tea, so I don't think I'm a big tapioca fan.
Makes sense.
Because it's texture. Isn't it kind of slimy?
Well, all pudding is slime.
Oh, good. Well, that's probably why I don't like it. I don't necessarily always love like slimy things.
Mm-hmm. What is the answer to this riddle?
Okay, so I think that you'll get this if you think about, it's not a synonym for dessert. Oh my God, I just said it. Well, it's dessert.
Dessert.
It's stressed dessert.
Oh.
Stressed dessert.
That's a great one. That's a really good
boy.
One.
Well, that's what happens when your brain is overworked pudding. You just sometimes say the fucking answer.
Wow, JPC has always talked a big game of how he's never messed up on the show and he's never made a single mistake. And yet, here we are.
That was my first vocal mistake. I have messed myself a bunch of times recording this
yourself.
Show.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's why I keep extra pants in my office, dumbass.
Because you take your penis out too fast?
No.
He wasn't talking about him, remember?
That Babbitt David has. All right, here's your next one. Let's get this off of me. We're not talking about me.
I like the idea of stress dessert being like, Mom, is there anything for after the pork roast? And it's like, Lego pie, what the fuck do you want from me? Like, just crying.
A musician in gray. A musician in gray.
Okay.
I like this one a lot as well.
A somber...
Cello, Ello. Right. Ello, cello. A musician in gray.
You're killing it, Eric, with cello ellos.
Now, famously, Johnny Cash was the man in black. And then who wore all white? George Jones? Elvis? I guess Elvis wore all white.
Elvis wore white, yeah.
Yeah, or a lot of white, but it was usually adorned with rhinestones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Musician in gray. Now, is this like a broad term for a musician?
Yes, I would say that this is, honestly, broad term is pretty funny because that's almost the same letters as the term.
Oh.
Yeah.
Broad. Roadie.
I mean, the O, you lose the O and you got all the right letters.
Bread.
A bread singer.
A band.
It's not a bread singer. I don't know. You lost the O and you gained the E somehow.
Brad.
It's not Brad. It's so close with Brad.
Oh, can I tell you guys? One time I was working at Jimmy John's.
What happened?
And Leonardo DiCaprio comes in. Now he has his whole crew, the whole posse.
Uh-huh.
So it's broad, but you lose the O.
Yeah.
Which is Brad.
The letters are, you have to mix up the letters a little bit. Brad was closest.
Mix up the letters? Drum?
It's only four. It's only four, and it's a term for a musician.
Drab. A drab brab.
So you got drab. So you should be able to get what this other word is by just doing drab backward. They're both writing it down.
I have to do drab
I'm
backwards?
I'm not writing it down. Drab
I'm not doing
backwards.
This.
It's not band?
It's a bard. It's Arnie Parrott.
A bard.
A drab Arnie Parrott.
Bard. You can't make me think, asshole. I've literally never asked you to actually think when I'm on a puzzle.
I do want to see a scene.
That's true.
I do want to see this scene. The two of you are a musical duo. You are, this is like, I don't know, the 1100s or something. This is old timey days. The two of you are a duo. You're both bards, but you're the rare bards that team up to form a duo. Very successful.
Yes.
And you're going through your phase. You're going through your blue period where it's a lot of like emo. It's like very sad songs. It's not a lot of tales of like great adventurers and warriors. It's a way more emotionally and just sad time. And I'm going to be the person who booked you. Okay, so you can just set up over here by the hearth, and we're looking
forward
to it.
There's actually nothing to set up. Everything's minimalist for our show.
I'm not sure I know that word.
You each get
a cup of stew and a horn of ale for your troubles. And, of course, the crowd, every Wednesday night is raucous. It is there's so many people in here, it gets so crazy. You can already see the people filing in. So money will be thrown at you if you're okay with that.
Ugh, they're animals. They don't even get what art is.
Some are animals. We have half badgers. We have full centaurs. We have
A tit pit that we brought with us. So we encourage people just to throw any money that they're going to throw into the tit pit.
Can I blow your mind? I was 21. I was working at a sandwichery. And
We actually have a show to do. So
take it away.
What? We have no green room. I'll be in my room. Just point me to where it is. Fine,
that's the kitchen. No. Sorry, the show starts in 30 seconds. Can you just play one of your songs? That'll help drive people in, please. Drum up business.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Please try again.
Sorry, my runestone is... I have a witch trapped in a rock who gives me directions.
I need to update the OS on your runestone over there. All right, yeah. Ye never thought ye'd die alone. Ye laughed the loudest.
Ding.
Whom'd have known.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ye chased the cord.
Dum, dum.
Back to with the wall.
Dum, dum, dum.
Small wonder, 'twas never plugged in at all. Ye took me team. Ye hurried up. The choice was yeen. I didn't think enough. I'm too depressed to go on. You'll be sorry when I'm gone.
Wait, bro, is this Wonderwall? Bro, are you playing?
Are you two from The Wall? The Wall of Wonders?
It's the only song I know.
Please.
And after all.
Scene.
You're at Wonderwall.
I would give anything to see an episode of like Game of Thrones or Witcher where two bards come in and just straight up, they're like, we're brothers. And they straight up, like, no hiding it, no subterfuge. Like, they just play Wonderwall straight up.
Sometimes with like shows like that, when they're like, "Oh, we're bards, and we're gonna sing like a new bard song," it's an original composition. Look, I don't want to throw shade on anything in specific, but there are some where I'm like, "You didn't need to write like an original. Like, this is not a good song." One of my favorite ways that is done correctly is in the movie A Knight's Tale, where they just play a Queen song,
yeah,
and it's just like. Yeah, why not? Why not say, like, this is the song of this year? Because it's a good fucking song. Yeah. I want to hear We Will Rock You.
All the good songs have been written. So unless you're going to be like, it's a bard knock life, like, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear about a time of old. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I've never written down something faster than it's a bard knock life. Arnie? make a whole thing of coffee. You're staying up all night tonight, buddy.
A pot?
Yeah, pot. Couldn't think of the word pot. I couldn't think of the word.
Make a whole thing of coffee.
This is a mess. Make a whole pot of coffee, Arnie. I want it's a bar knock life on my desk in 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
He's not even listening. He doesn't even listen to the show anymore.
That's way too much time.
Yes, Aaron, we're not going to need to take that much time with it's a bar knock life. Look, I thought... I had other riddles that I prepared today, and I said, we're going to blow right through these, and then we're going to get to some real riddles. But instead, what we're going to do is we're going to save some of these.
We're like ants in the winter. So let's save some of these.
There's only a few more, and we will do them as warm-ups next time, because now that we've done them twice, like, we really fucking understand how to do these diet palindromes. And thank you again to whoever sent that in. It was somebody from East Nashville. I do remember that part. I remember where you are from, but I threw out the piece of paper that said your name on it. Oh, boy. Let's see. It says you can say my name. Tim. Tim. It was Tim. I did not throw away all of the paper that put your name on it. So thank you, Tim, for that. And that brings us to one of my favorite fucking segments on the show. And that is a little a segment that we call the plugs segment. Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Take care of your voice, everyone. Mm-hmm. It's something you take for granted. Amen. And you think, especially if it's your moneymaker, you think every morning you wake up and you go, it'll be there. Where the fuck, what else does it have to do?
Yeah.
Take care of it. It might, one day it might go away and you might be in deep shit. So take care of your voice. Aaron, anything to plug?
And well, I would also just like to say, stay tuned for a future episode of Magic Tavern with titled something like Chunt Gets Throat Surgery or like Wizard Curses Chunt's Throat or something like that.
I'm recording that tomorrow night. And right now my plan is to be like Willy the Chipmunk or something and just be like, can Garrett, can you put me through some sort of filter or something? Aaron, anything Aaron. To plug?
Yeah, a couple things. I was on podcast 616. It's my friend Damon's Marvel podcast. I went on to talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special with Eddie Klinker, and it was a ton of fun. So you can check that out. Also, Sitcom D&D is coming to the end of season 2. And I've been really enjoying the episodes that come at the end of the season. I'll do a little hint, tease, full-blown tell you our guests for the end of the season here.
Okay.
One, Thomas Sanders, that has been on the show before. And then fourth host of Hey Riddle Riddle herself, Janet Varney, is our last guest of season 2. So if you gave up on the show, come on back. Maybe give it one more chance. You don't have to, but that would mean a lot to me. GPC. Can you read a review of our show, please?
I would love to read a review of our show. This 5-star review, and if you want to get a review featured on an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, just go and leave a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, wherever you leave reviews. I might find it. I found this one, so proof that I can do it. This one comes from Icetown. Icetown writes, hello? I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt. My butt nice. Smells, and I like to kiss my own butt. Anyway, that's 5 stars, so it's all money in the bank anyway. So it's,
I love the people who listen to the show. They're good people.
You can submit one of those. And I'll give a quick plug. If you feel like you are ready to foster a dog, do one. Keep it to one. One dog. Foster one at a time. Don't do three. Three, very bad. Oh, and then also you can follow me at Shark Barkman on Instagram. I think I post about maybe once a year over there. And if you want to check out this year's post, it is a picture, a bunch of pictures, and one video of some puppies. So that's pretty fun. It's the only
cute.
Nice thing about
pretty
they're good. Very cute. Pretty they're good. Very, very cute puppies. Hey, speaking of very cute puppies, now I got 3 of them in the other room, but there is a whole solar system worth of puppies out there. Aaron, what's your favorite "quote unquote" puppy in the sky?
Yeah, one of the puppies from the. I think it's not called the Brunch Bunch. I think they're called the Interstellar Fellas.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
there's
yep.
Uranus. There's Orion, and there's one more.
Yeah, what's the other one?
Blueberry pancakes. Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Goodbye.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Mary Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Great. Any notes?
No, just have fun with it. Oh, brother.
what a funny thing to say to a guy like Casey. Have a great brother. Time. Hey there, histories and buffs. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another This Day in Improv History. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.